you know, but there's always a first novel, just as there's a first record. Mm-hmm. And I do believe that if you want to really go for it and you want to write and you want to share your stuff, then you have no choice but to grow in broad daylight.
And Josh Ritter should know, the literary singer-songwriter has a creativity that just won't quit. And now, yep, an acclaimed first novel. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Most people would be satisfied to achieve acclaim in just one discipline. But the Idaho-born, Oberlin-educated Josh Ritter has creativity to spare. Ritter first received serious attention for his album, The Golden Age of Radio. In fact, he not only won over the critics, but secured a slot opening for Bob Dylan, one of his idols, along with Johnny Cash, Gillian Welch, and Tom Waits. Life, of course, has continued pretty nicely for Ritter in the decades since. Last year, he put out his sixth studio album, So Runs the World Away, and now he's written his first novel called Bright's Passage. And Josh Ritter came by to FUV to talk with host John Platt about the writers he loves, and of course, some of them are musicians too.
I was on the road all the way across the country with John Wesley Harding when he was writing Misfortune, mm-hmm. or doing edits on it, which was a really exciting thing to see, somebody having so much fun writing. And, you know, there's just, it's cool to see that. There's like Leonard Cohen, you know, mm-hmm. who's written two tremendous books that I think are just wild leaps of imagination, but are also just gorgeous novels. Beautiful Losers and The Favorite Game. Yeah. And, you know, what I like about those folks is that, you know, I definitely believe that, you know, if you're a writer, you're a writer. You know, there may be forms where you feel more comfortable or maybe more innately know the rules, but that doesn't mean that you can't bring that to something else, you know, and it's been great to see other people doing that and taking that chance and realizing that that whole field is out there for us to go run around in if we want.
Over the white plains, the 10,000 mile plains, take me to some place. Remember me to Roxy Ann, you know she's still lovely. And tell her I was on the move the last time you saw me, that you only saw the back of my head.
Are there seeds, you think, for what's going on in this book in your songs, either in terms of the themes or the images and stuff like that?
Absolutely. I think a lot of times certainly with my songs and in this instance with the novel, which is new to me, with the songs when you're writing a record in particular, and what I love about records done over a real definite period of time is that the preoccupations and the obsessions that you have as a writer or as a musician, the sounds that you hear and the words that you're feeling in your head, those things can all come out in one spot. You know, they can all come out on a record, and they'll all kind of clump together, as almost like a family plot, you know, and the names can repeat and the characters can repeat, and you don't necessarily know it while you're writing, because hopefully you're just into the writing and you're just writing forward and you've got a lot of momentum and you're not thinking a lot about what you're doing.
Birds beneath my window, dusty in their wings upon the lawn. I hear them in the morning light, giving last amen to a migratory song. They're never looking round for me, their eyes are on the sky, the ground below. I'd rather be the one who loves than to be loved and never even know. Hello, blackbird, hello, starling, winter's over, be my darling. A long time coming, but now the snow is gone. A long time coming, but now snow is gone.
There's a live performance by Josh Ritter of Snow Is Gone, and before that, Southern Pacific. Take 5, produced today by Sarah Lilly. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.